Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The Jaguars are back here for the next 2 weeks. They'll host the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday. We'll start off with that. The Jaguars defense didn't play well last week against Tennessee. This week they get Matt Hasselbeck, who has a rib injury, and he's, you know what, pushing 40 years old too. Does the defense play better this week?
Let's forget about the 40-year-old thing, because the guys played well no matter what. But go ahead, Brian.
Well, I mean, I think so, and for two reasons. One is he's not mobile like Mariota. And the Jaguars all season long have been consistently strong against the run. Last week, you know, obviously they gave up the 87-yard touchdown run, which I think is the longest touchdown run in the league this year. Mm-hmm. But they're still ranked third in yards per carry allowed. And they're still a top 15, top half of the league run defense. They'll shut the run defense, you know, they'll shut it down. And so that'll allow them to put a little bit more pressure on Hasselbeck.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to break some news here and say that Matt Hasselbeck is not going to run for 87. So you can take that out of the game plan right. For the Colts. But he didn't play that well last week against Pittsburgh. And there was some speculation, is it catching up with him? Is he playing like a 40-year-old quarterback? I don't really buy that. He's a smart guy. He can certainly beat what you throw at him, and he's dangerous to blitz, which is a problem for the Jaguars defense. It has had trouble being effective enough for the blitz. So, yeah, I think their run defense will play fine, but I worry about this defense right now anytime they have to try to put pressure, because it hasn't worked and they've gotten burned with it.
Well, and they've got some smaller receivers that are tough to cover, and obviously mm-hmm. the tight end has been an issue. And, you know, Kobe Fleener had a touchdown the last time and had a big 28-yard gain in overtime that set up the game-winning field goal. So, you know, some guys have got to be better in the back half. But I think because the Colts are not as good a running team and because Hasselbeck is not a threat, they'll be able to do some things, and I think you'll see that bleed over.
They won't give up 5 touchdowns. How about that?
There you go. Safe bet this week. The Jaguars' offense, though, scored 39 points last week, which is great. But it's the most points they've ever scored in a loss in team history. You wouldn't think that would happen 2 weeks in a row, right?
Well, the 39 points, you mean?
Yeah, or losing after scoring over 30.
Well, no, you would hope if you get 39, you'd like to walk out with a W. That's sort of the formula that's been used for a long time in this league. But I think what you can look at with the Jaguars overall with the offense is that it's gotten to the point where you're not surprised when they do that. And it hit a point on Sunday that was really impressive to me, where it looked like they could will themselves to do what they want to do, especially Allen Robinson. Now they've got things that other teams find it hard to stop. So I think that's something that you can take with you each week, and that you're not looking for solutions each week. So the Jaguars offense, I expect it to play well the rest of the season.
You know, that red zone performance was it was Tom Brady, Drew Brees. I mean, it was the very best quarterbacks in the league that when they get down in there, they're Phillip Rivers, right? Bam, they score. If the Jaguars are even close to that, you know, if they're 4 of 6 or 5 of 6 or just get in the red zone 6 times, right? Yeah, you're going to score consistently, and they can play that well week in and week out. The players have been telling us, we're close. Mm-hmm. We're close. We're close. It's a play here. It's a play there. Last week, all the plays fell in line, so maybe they've broken through the glass ceiling.
Most impressive for Bortles Sunday, there were times where he looked like he had no question what he was doing in the red zone. There was no hesitancy. He knew exactly where he was going with the football. I hadn't seen that before.
Red zone and scoring and being perfect in the red zone is great, but you got to hit extra points. The kicker has missed 6 extra points this year. This is going to be a topic until it's no longer a topic.
Yep. A little bit of the benefit of the doubt. The snap on the second one the other day, probably not a perfect situation. At the same time, it's an extra point. So I've been saying all season, especially for the last 6 weeks, this is not a team that can leave points on the field. You can't have points that your offense earns that don't show up on the scoreboard. When you miss extra points, you're playing uphill. They played uphill all day Sunday. It's a problem.
I think that if you rush and go grab someone else, you'll regret it. Because they won't be able to connect from 53 yards to give you the game winner. They might hit the 32-yarder mm-hmm. more consistently. Look, you know, when they made the decision to go with this kid, they knew they were going to have to struggle with him, and they've struggled with him all season long, and he's had some high moments. Last week was the lowest of the low. Let's ride it out and see where he ends up, and then you may have to bring more competition in next year.
I don't think they were sitting around talking, hey, we're going to have 5 missed extra points.
Well, no, no.
That's the distance and all that. I don't think they should make a change. Because it's 4 games left in the season, and this guy's got talent. But, boy, you're talking at least 1 game the other day, maybe the Colts game. If this if these kicks go through, what a difference this season
the
is.
The Colts
right
game
now.
Is absolutely on him, but I'm not putting the Titans loss on him.
And we'll see if he can redeem himself this week against the team he missed those kicks against a few weeks ago. The Indianapolis Colts are coming to Everbank Field. Should be a great weekend for football on Poolside with Jaguars.com.